here's a story from The World.
Okay, next let's turn to Russia and a big political controversy there. It's quite a saga involving the near-fatal poisoning of Alexei Navalny. He's one of President Vladimir Putin's harshest critics and one of Russia's top opposition leaders, now in exile. The World's Daniel Offman has the latest Navalny news, including a big turn in the story, expected this weekend.
It all began last summer.
The most prominent Russian opposition leader is in a coma on a ventilator. Alexei Navalny is the latest enemy of Vladimir Putin to fall victim to possible poisoning.
Last August, Alexei Navalny was on a domestic flight from Siberia to Moscow. That's when he lost consciousness. The pilot made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Omsk.
A medically equipped plane has been flown to Omsk by a German charity who want to evacuate him. But his wife, Yulia, claimed the authorities were refusing to let him go.
Eventually, they let Navalny out of the country. He was flown to Berlin for treatment, where independent scientists confirmed that he was in fact poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent called Novichok, a substance developed in Russia. On September 7th, Alexei Navalny came out of his coma. In an interview with 60 Minutes, he spoke about what happened to him.
I think for Putin, why he's using this chemical weapon to do both, kill me and, you know, terrify others.
Investigative journalists collaborated with Navalny to track down who targeted him. Many signs pointed to the FSB, the Russian Federal Security Service. They say that FSB agents were following Navalny in the months before the poisoning. Here's Christo Grozev, a reporter with Bellingcat, an investigative news organization.
No alternative explanation could justify and explain the close tailing by chemical weapons experts and by doctors of Navalny, plus the peaks in communication just before and after these trips that tailed Navalny.
Right now, Navalny remains in Berlin, 5 months after he was poisoned. But he said he'd return to Russia as soon as he was healthy. So today, Navalny posted an announcement. Navalny said he feels healthy enough to go home. He'll fly back to Moscow on Sunday, and he's called on his supporters to greet him at the airport. There's already speculation, though, that he could be arrested immediately. But Navalny has said that for him, returning home to Russia is a no-brainer. And by the way, the airline that Navalny will be flying on is called Pobeda, the Russian word for victory. For The World, I'm Daniel Offman.